There it is. Okay. While you're turning there, I would like to thank the members of this church. There's a lot of work that goes into this camp meeting. It's greatly appreciated. It's been a blessing to me. It's been a blessing to people you haven't met. It's been a blessing to people in the congregation. I want you to know that your brothers and sisters in the Lord appreciate you. And I feel like that would be... I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that. And so I wanted to tell you that. We're going to be in Luke chapter 19 this morning. I have one verse to read, verse 13. I'll also have a verse to read in Colossians in chapter 2. And I'll read them both. So if you found them both, I'll ask you if you would, if you would rise for the reading of the Word of God. I'd like to read first Luke chapter 19, verse 13. And Jesus here is speaking. And he, and in this portion says, and he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. And Colossians in chapter 2, read in verse 15. And we read this of Jesus Christ. Says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And Lord Jesus, this morning I do ask you to help me this time, Lord, that I might be able to preach with clarity that you've laid upon me. I ask you, Lord, that you help us all, Lord, in the hearing of your word. Lord, I ask you for the benefit of your church, Lord Jesus. So I ask this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated. These two verses may seem to be a little are not connected or disconnected, but there's something I'm trying to get to this morning. I'd like to preach to the church this morning in particular. I'd like to remind you that you are an army of occupation. And so I read here where Jesus was talking to his servants and he said, occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. Now, the last I checked, the Lord hadn't come back yet. Amen. And so we've still got a job to do, that means. And I'm talking to the whole church. We're to occupy. Now, you may give me argument and say, well, brother, this has some sort of dispensational truth here. And all I can tell you is you're smarter than me. It may have that there. But it has a simple truth that I know is true for the church. We have a duty to occupy. There's two groups of people being talked about here in the book of Luke. The Lord here is speaking about those servants to whom he gave a charge. And there's also the citizens of the country. Now, what I read about of the citizens of the country, at the very last verse of this parable, in verse 27, said, but those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. So what I read of this is that's this wicked world. Now, that's the way I read that. So I'm not preaching to that this morning, although you're welcome to, if it's your role to do so. I'm preaching of occupy till I come. And I set before you this thing that you're an army of occupation. Now, this morning as I was preparing to come to preach this, there was something coming to my mind that's in a way disconnected from this, but it's not. And I feel like that I have to hit this. Now, hear me. Before I can preach about being an army of occupation, I have to remind you that there is a way and there's not a way to get into the army. You don't just decide that you're in the army one day.
That's right.
It don't work that way.
That's right.
Now, when I joined the Marine Corps, I was in Columbus, Georgia, and there was a lot of army surplus stores around me, and I suppose I could have went to any of them and went and bought surplus uniforms, probably even found one that fit. And I could have worked out on my own and got myself in good physical shape. And I could have went and read all the manuals there were to read and learned the knowledge maybe that I was supposed to learn and bought a plane ticket and flew over to Japan and went up to the military base over there and said, hey, I'm here to serve.
Yeah.
And I would have been mocked and I would have been laughed at and I would have been kicked out of that place.
That's right.
And nobody would have had me and it'd have been right to do so.
Right.
And there's more to being in the army of the Lord than making a decision.
Yeah.
Now, I know there is a decision that's made, and one soldier might turn to another and say, I remember the day I decided to join the Army. But there's more than just a decision. You don't get in the Army unless you go through the recruiter. Do you understand? And there's one recruiter, and that's the Holy Ghost. And if you don't know who he is, you ain't in this army. Now, there's some folks say we got drafted in this army. I thought I volunteered. Now, if you want to teach about being drafted in the army, you have to do that yourself. But I know I'm in this army, though. And if you're in it and you think you got it in a different way than me, I'm telling you, you got in through the recruiter if you got in at all. Now, that ain't where I was preaching this morning, but I felt like I had to hit it. But now, I want to talk to you that's in the army. I want to remind you, you're an army of occupation. Now, you may not know what that means. I'll give you the best example I know of after World War II. When the war was over, the army that was over there remained over there to occupy Germany and to occupy Japan. There was an army of occupation in Korea until 1952. And Japan and Korea, I think it was 55. But they had a duty there as an army of occupation. It's different from just being a standard army. There's a role that they have to serve. And we've been told, occupy till I come. And you've got a role to serve, church. First thing I would tell you is, the war's over. On the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. We're not battling this thing hoping for victory. It was brought out yesterday, and it's absolutely true. We're battling in this thing from a position of victory. The whole time that I was in Japan over there, I never worried about whether or not the supplies were going to come through and I was going to have something to eat down at the mess hall. Because we'd already won that war. And I'm going to tell you something. Your supplies from the Lord ain't going to be hindered by the enemy because he's already won that war. And you have the supplies that the Lord intends you to have. If you ever get a hold of this thing of what you are, it'll change the way you think about some things. You're not out here hoping that the Lord's going to come through. He's going to come through. He's already come through. You're an army of occupation. Now, an army of occupation does something. They're there for a specific purpose. The first thing is they're a representative presence. Now, get that. A representative presence. That army was not over there representing themselves. They weren't over there just because they wanted to take a vacation and go to Germany or Japan. They were there to represent the one that sent them. And you are here on this world not because the Lord left you here to enjoy yourself for the rest of your life, but rather because you're to represent Him. Him. And I tell you that when I was in the Marine Corps, I didn't wear any old thing that everybody else wore out there. I had a uniform that was prescribed to me, and I was taught how to dress. I want to tell you this, too. When you get into an army, the first thing they do is take away everything that you used to have, take away your very identity, and they teach you a different way to dress, a different way to walk, a different way to talk, and a different way to act, and you come up with different knowledge when it's all said and done. And if you're going to be a representative of Jesus Christ, if you're going to be an ambassador of Christ, then you'll take your marching orders from Him. And He'll change everything about you. And there's a reason why. You are here to show the enemy that they lost. You're here to show victory. You're not here to mully grub around in defeat. You're here to show the devil you lost. It's already over. I ain't over here hoping that the Lord's going to whoop you one day. It's over. And I'm here to wear whatever the Lord says is righteous and holy on the outside to remind you He's clothed me on the inside already. I'm here to act in a righteous manner, not because I'm holier than anybody else in my flesh, not because of self-righteousness, but because I'm here to remind a wicked world that righteousness has already triumphed over evil. And you're here for the same reason. We're here as a representative of the victorious one. And that's why we're here. You remember that. You're not hindered. You're not here begging for victory. You have victory. And you're here to represent that victory on this earth. And something else that an army of occupation does is it enforces the victory terms. Now I want you to think about that. There are terms of victory. When one army conquers another, when one country conquers another, they lay down terms. Whenever one country surrenders, there are terms of surrender. And we are here to enforce the terms of the victory. And I'm going to tell you what, here's one of the things about this victory that Jesus gained. He gained it over the whole world. It was a victory that's good for every man. His blood is applicable, or His blood is sufficient, I should say, for every man and for the sins of every man. And we're here as a representative of Christ to let this whole world know that whosoever will can come. And all the forces of hell itself cannot stand in the way of that, because that was one of the terms of victory, is it's a victory for whosoever will. And you're to go to those that are out there that think they have no hope. Those who are being oppressed by the forces of darkness, who think that they have no victory, and tell them, oh no, one of the terms of the victory is whosoever will. And you can come to the Lord Jesus Christ and you can be saved. That's one of the terms, and you're here to enforce that on this earth. And by the way, you can only enforce the terms that the victor agreed to. You can't make your own. You can't make your own. We can't come up with another way of salvation. We can't come up with another road to Christ. But we can certainly lay down in this dark world that the road that Jesus Christ laid down, the path of the cross, is open to anybody who will come into Him. Now I realize that no man comes except the Father draw him. And I'm not trying to confuse you on that. I understand that no man's going to come to Jesus Christ except he be drawn of the Spirit of God. But anybody that's drawn of the Holy Ghost of God can come and have salvation and drink freely from the waters of life. Now I'm going to tell you, you've got a job to do, but there's also, besides your purpose, there's a price. And the price for an occupying army is you're a stranger in a strange land. And you are strangers in a strange land. And the people here, they don't talk the same. They didn't talk the same when I went to Japan, brother. And they talked about different subjects. And they had worries and things that they thought about that I didn't think was important at all. Uh-huh. I still couldn't tell you who got elected to what office in Japan while I was over there. Yeah. And can I tell you something? The things of this world ain't supposed to worry you at all. Yeah. And while I'm on this, brothers, ain't nobody needs you to stand up here behind a pulpit and give the gospel according to Fox News. That's stuff of this world. It ain't got no place up here. You let the people out there talk about whatever they want to talk about. But we speak a different language. And we have different things to talk about here. And we've got different customs here. We've got different music here. Can I tell you that? When I was serving over in Japan, you know, when we go out there into the land, they had their kind of music, and I can still hear it in my ears, and I can't describe it to you. But that was their music. But when I came back home base, we didn't play that music. We played our music. And I'm going to tell you, just because this world has its music, don't mean that you have to listen to it. And as a matter of fact, we worried about people who started picking up too many of the customs of the people out there in the land. In the Marine Corps, we said they were going Asiatic. In the church, we'd say they're getting worldly. I worry about you if you're picking up too many customs of the people in the land. We're separate from that. We're an army of occupation. We're not them. They're not us. They're welcome. They're welcome to come and join as long as they go the right way. But there's a price to pay. You're a stranger in a strange land. But I tell you, there was a place where we could go and we could get away from all of that. See, we had a military base. And if you will, it was almost like a sanctuary. I won't be long, I'm losing my voice. Y'all know what a sanctuary is? It's a safe place. We call a church building here a sanctuary. This should be a place that's safe from the influences of this world. You ought to be able to bring your children in here and not to have to hear no kind of Walt Disney junk. You ought to be able to hear, and I'm not trying to rail. I'm just trying to tell you that it ought to be a place separate from all that stuff.
Amen.
It ought to be a place where you can bring your kids in and talk about the Lord and them not get confused by all the other stuff that's in here.
Amen.
It ought to be a safe place.
Yes, sir.
And it ought to be a place where you can talk to each other. You know what we talked about the most when I was over there, when I was in Japan, and we were on base and we talked to each other? You know what we talked about the most? Home. Home. Oh, boy. You know what ought to occupy our minds in here?
Yeah.
Home.
Yeah.
Hey, man. That's the last thing I got for you, too, is there's a promise. You got a purpose. That's true. And there's a price you pay. And that's true. But you got a place you can come. And you got a promise. And I had a promise that whole time.
Yeah.
That if I was to serve, and if I was to do my duty, and if I was to be faithful in everything I did, that eventually I could go home. I could go home and my service would be passed. And church, what I'm trying to tell you, if you ever get a hold of this thing, of who you are, you're an army of occupation. You got a duty to do. There's a price to pay. But you got a place you can come to get away from it. And you got a promise of where you're going when it's over. Listen, we're not a defeated army. We're not an army of indecision. It's decided. It's done. We are a victorious army. We represent the victor. And we have nothing to worry about from the enemy that's out there. He's defeated. We're to simply represent. We're to represent our captain. Represent our champion on this earth while we're here. Amen, brother. That's my portion.
God bless you.
Thank you.